Craig Zanders on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
If you've been making the most of the sunny weather we've been having lately and taken a stroll through Skipton by the canal, you might have seen a busy and bustling terrace, but not quite known what it belongs to. Well, I've solved that mystery today. It is the back of Alexander's, where there is a lot going on. So I've come back to see Jess and Struan again. Hi, guys.
Hi there. Hello.
Tell me a bit more. What is going on in Alexander's at the minute? It seems like everything's happening.
Well, yeah, we've just hit a really busy time over the summer. So next week's the Tour de Yorkshire. So this week I'm looking forward to hopefully everyone joining us for that. We're going to be live streaming on our big screens the whole route, and on the day keep an eye out because we're going to be flying on the high street with some great breakfast, brunch and lunch deals as well for anyone who's out and about to take advantage of that. But looking ahead to the summer, we've got something really amazing going on for the royal wedding on the 19th of May. So we'll be having a big street party inside, lots of bunting, flags. We'll be live streaming on our big screens. And we've got a royal wedding themed afternoon tea. So we've got our queen and king afternoon tea and also our little prince and princesses afternoon tea for our youngest guests.
Phenomenal. I'm looking at one of those right now and I think the only word for it is adorable. There's a miniature hot dog on there, which I think is probably the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Lots of little sweet treats. Struan, do you want to talk me through a bit more of prince and princesses afternoon tea menu?
Yes, certainly. So Alexander's, we're trying to obviously offer the kids a taste of everything that the adults experience and not trying to exclude them, because obviously they deserve just as best. On the afternoon tea for the little prince and princesses, we have some little diddy scones, so same as the ones we do for adults, but just a smaller bite size. Like you mentioned, the little Yorkshire Chipolata hot dog, supplied by our butchers R&J Meats, because I don't know any kids that don't like hot dogs, to be honest. Similarly, we've got some little miniature cheese and ham toasties, just to keep them all happy, and a cucumber sandwich, which once again is as quintessential English as you can get. On the sweet level, just to keep them all jacked up on sugar, to be honest, we've got a little marshmallow and raspberry cup, so we make some really gooey, sticky, soft marshmallow and mix through loads of raspberries. We've got a little angel cake, a little chocolate eclair, and to finish off, a nice little strawberry tart.
Fantastic, and it looks every bit as good as the adults' one. It's all sort of on your china. I remember you said last time you'd been collecting this china specially. What is there for mum and dad?
Okay, yep, so we do have a royal-themed King and Queen's afternoon tea for mum and dad as well in the stream.
So we're trying to do obviously our usual take on afternoon tea, quintessential English, but just give it a real royal twist for the day. So we've taken inspiration from the royal wedding cake and used a lot of botanicals and edible flowers throughout the afternoon tea. For instance, we've got a truffle brioche with smoked salmon and some nice edible flowers and nasturtium leaves. And also a Dubonnet-infused raspberry curd pavlova.
It sounds good. I think the Queen's a fan of Dubonnet, isn't she?
So indeed, yes.
I like the twist. And if you're not here for afternoon tea, if you're just popping in something a bit lighter, there are other options on the terrace, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be offering champagne and gelato, because gelato is our thing. We love it. We've got loads and loads of ranges and flavours. Or champagne and strawberries, because we thought that was really quintessentially English. And everyone will be able to enjoy from wherever they are in the building the live streaming, because we've got big screens in our parlour and in our kitchen area. And if the weather's nice, we'll be opening up the bifolding doors so that the kitchen and the terrace all become one big area to all enjoy and celebrate and have a big party.
Perfect. It's a fantastic celebration if you're really, really into the royal wedding.
There's special kind of twists on it are just available for the day, but then after that we go back to offering our normal afternoon tea, which runs from 12 till 4 every single day.
What else is going on this summer? Because I was sitting with you a moment ago and I've already lost count of how many things are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got loads and loads of great events going on. So our summer terrace, we've got a stepped terrace, so we've got a big canopy, lots of heaters out there, and then you drop down into our secret garden. So it's a fantastic space to enjoy cocktails, our extensive drinks menu, but also some fantastic things going on the food menu as well. So we're going to be doing our outdoor barbecues all through the summer, and we've got something for you to try today. And then in July we've also got our Ibiza White Party, so definitely something to look out for on the website. But that'll be a big fantastic event where we get tons of people out on the terrace all having a big party with us.
Fantastic. I mean, I've just popped out to the terrace now and it looks built for summer. So you're going to do barbecues out there. Again, I'm going to go over to Struan and tell me a bit about the barbecue menu.
So yeah, we've got a fantastic state-of-the-art barbecue arriving hopefully next week, which, weather permitting, we'll get fired up as soon as we can. So from that, we're going to try and do as much as we can that matches the range and breadth of our inside menu, which is also available outside, obviously. But weather permitting, we'll try and make the best of all the char-grilled stuff. So today we've got one of our famous treacle beef steaks, which we've paired with some nice char-grilled sweet corn. and kimchi and chicory cabbage coleslaw. So obviously that all melds together quite nice. It's quite hot and spicy and sweet, but the idea being that there'll be similar options from Italy, Spain, maybe some lemon chicken that you can pair with a Caesar salad slaw. You know, we'll be doing lamb. It's a bit more Moroccan style that we'll have with a couscous tabbouleh. So the idea being that you pick whatever one takes your fancy, mix and match, and it comes with a nice plate of food that you can enjoy on the terrace.
Where I live, I don't have a garden or a barbecue, so this has solved all of my summer problems. I don't have to miss out and still have some barbecued food. I'm going to try some of this steak, actually, because it looks... Did you say it was treacle steak?
Yeah, so we marinated it in treacle. And then obviously when you char grill it, it gets a lovely sort of black and molasses flavour to it. So it's slightly sweet, slightly barbecue-y, and hopefully nice and tender.
Wow. Well, that is phenomenal. That's what, it does have a little kick to it, you're right,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, a little bit of spice.
Mm. That's really good. And what did you say was in the slaw?
It's a kimchi and chicory slaw. So kimchi's a very spicy Korean-style cabbage. It does have a real kick to it, actually. So if you're a fan of spice, that'll be for you.
I've been very cheekily munching while you guys have been talking, because it is all wonderful food. If people want to find out a bit more about what's on and the menu and things, where can they go to get that information?
So everything's on our website, alexanders-skipton.com. And so what's on section, and that tells you all about everything that we've got coming up in the events calendar throughout the summer. And then there's also a menus tab on there as well, which where you can have a really good look at all the things that are included and the prices for them too. Keep on our Facebook and Instagram channels as well. We try to keep them really up to date with lots of exciting stuff, and everyone's great at sharing their own experience of Alexander's, and we like to share those as well. So that's a good place to have a look too.
Great. And if they are in Skipton wandering around and trying to find where you are, having seen the busy terrace, where can they find you in Skipton?
So we are top of the high street opposite the church, and you'll see us with big green awnings outside, and it's Alexander's.
And if people do come to find you on the high street, it's not just weekends. You can pop in whenever.
Yeah, absolutely. We're open 7 days a week, and then weekends still really late. So whether it's popping in for a morning coffee and breakfast, or coming back for our amazing small plate menu in the evening, then we're open all the time.
Fantastic. Jess and Struan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.